The selection is always changing at Massey.
There we are.
That's Crime Stoppers over there. We're going to get to that in a minute. Have a crime reported.
Oh, man.
We want to say good morning to everyone. It's something that we've brought up several times in the past, and this has happened three times in the last 3 days. Again, we're fortunate no one's been hurt, but let me pull up a map and show you here what I'm talking about. Here we go, Odie. Here's a map. This is Highway 45. This is down DeSoto. See here, Highway 18,
yep,
where it intersects with Highway 45. Mm-hmm. Last night, a little after midnight, yet again, another person headed north in the southbound lane. Somehow, some way, no one was hit, no one was injured. And again, that's the third time in 3 days that someone's been confused on a highway. Two of them have been Highway 45, and then another one, I think, was Highway 19. Is where the other time it happened over the last 3 days. Someone's going to get hurt, and we remind you is what I have to give him credit for what he said. Sheriff Anthony Chancellor, stay in your right lane. Do not drive in that left lane for miles. You top a hill, and someone's going to think they're going in the right direction, and boom.
Because they're in their right lane.
Just confused
on what way.
And it doesn't, and you know, the first thing you think, well, there's somebody elderly. You know, we have had several wrecks where somebody got confused, but you can literally pull out at night sometimes from a Dollar General or a home and get confused as to where you are and really think you're going in the right direction. But it doesn't always mean that someone is drinking and impaired. It can just be confusion. It could be the other, but.
Could be, I mean, it's possible there's a medical condition.
Yep.
You know, don't know, but. Sheriff says, stay in your right lane. That's your driving lane anyway, that left lane. I know a lot of people don't understand the concept of that is a passing lane. That is not a travel lane. But for safety reasons, stay in that right lane.
Be careful and be cautious while you're all out there. I saw that. What do you see?
Well, I see the mayor out here.
What's he
doing? Mayor Larry Gill.
He's been wishing them third grade or something.
Yeah. Now, let's go third graders.
What I didn't realize what you were telling me was you have to pass a test to move on to the next grade?
Yeah, this is a reading test, and this is one of those where if you cannot read at a certain level by third grade, then you need to stay around in the third grade until you get your reading up. It's one of those where...
Like a safety net.
Like a safety net, you know. You can't just keep pushing kids through. All right, well, just let them go. Just let them go. You've got to have to where they've got some kind of learning ability. So third grade is the that line where you've got to read at a certain level. No matter what you do all year long, you've got to pass this test. And I don't really know exactly what all that entails and how they do it, but... Anyway,
well, the mayor's been pushing it. We appreciate him doing that for the kids.
Yeah,
he even had and I apologize. I couldn't make it to the walk on Saturday there, Mary, and we'll be there next year. As y'all go walk out, a big crowd, proud for you. Glad that worked out there. I would have needed a golf cart, so get me one charged for next year. Where did we see that Stumpy, North Carolina? Where is Stumpy, North Carolina?
And they're on here all the time. And we appreciate it so much that y'all are joining us from Stumpy Points. And we're going to see if we can't pull up on ye old map and find us a little Stumpy Point, North Carolina.
Let me see if it'll pull it up. I may have put it in wrong.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, we did.
We did?
We already asked that question.
I don't remember asking it, but here you go.
Yeah.
It's over here by the water.
It's... What do you? Because we were talking about that show that they did,
right there.
Oh, golly, where they were treasure hunters, the kids.
Were we on the same show together?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember this, Odie.
This is a Netflix show that come out. It's got like five kids, and they're after this gold. And
are you sure, man? You talk.
Yeah,
you were in a poker game, and you imagined this.
Yeah, I dream about some crazy stuff. But I remember this. We did talk about this because I looked on there.
Stumpy Point. That is that's interesting.
Outer Banks. Thank you, Carrie. Outer Banks. And Shelby threw it up. Miss Dot. Everybody threw it up. Outer Banks is a great show. If you hadn't seen it,
I hadn't.
Oh man.
Outer
you
Banks.
Need to watch it. That
I thought
is
it is it like one of the little
show.
Treasure Hunter shows with the.
Oh no! This is a not a movie, but it's a series. I think there's 3 years that are out now, or the third year is fixing to come out. But anyway, they're searching for treasure and some gold. It's a good show. You'll get caught up in it.
Okay. Well, I have to check that out. But I promise you, I don't. Maybe I'm just losing it, and I don't remember.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Oh, yeah. 1978. This is interesting here. A thing called Voyager 1 was launched from the United States. It was the year after Elvis had passed away, and up it went. It took pictures and sent it back to the U.S. Well, they're finally saying that it's not going to work anymore, and it'll just float around forever. But the interesting point that I read on it says that your iPhone has more storage than this thing has when it was launched. Think about that.
Wow.
The way technology has progressed over 50 years. And at the time that it was put up in space and it's humongous, it was the big deal. Cutting edge technology. And now an iPhone's got more than something floating around in space.
Yeah.
Thought you might want to know that. It's one of those things that just happens there. Let's see what else has happened here. Remember us talking a few weeks ago about Raquel Welch? They were going to have the big auction of her clothing from her movies. They did. It brought in $1 million.
I got some clothes that I need to sell.
Yeah, but your clothes didn't fit like hers did. I've seen pictures of Raquel. Matter of fact, let's go back and remember some of that beautiful bean footage. This was one of the items that went up for auction.
There's not much there.
Well, that's why it brought so much there.
Oh, I got you.
I'm trying to teach you a little bit about sales. That's how this stuff works. A couple of more items that were sold there. You remember the red, white, and blue?
God bless the USA.
Yes, sir. It makes me feel all patriotic right here. Makes me want to take my hat off and salute. But Raquel, she truly was an American icon. And she's one of those that, like Marilyn Monroe, when something goes on sales, it was hers. It brings top dollar. But Rodney says she was a looker. Even Clint Eastwood thought so. Wasn't she in one of the movies with him?
Terry said less is more. Well, it is now. Y'all seen this junk that our 16, 17, 18-year-old girls are wearing to the prom?
Nope. Ain't look.
Yeah, there ain't nothing on them.
Well, you need to do something about it.
And we're wondering why. Why do we have teen moms? Ding, ding, ding. Talk about advertisement. What do you think they're doing?
Now that you brought that up, where did the line, because, you know, at one point that was a no-no, and then the next thing, you know, there's a huge TV show, My Teen Baby or whatever it was.
Teen Mom.
Teen Mom. And they promoted doing this, and, of course, that makes other young girls want to be on television doing the same thing.
I can do a show. This is my thought. You can take this how you want to, but this is my thought. Do you remember growing up as a kid and you did something, you got in trouble and you got sent to your room and you talking to yourself and you say, you know, when I have kids, I'm not going to treat mine like this, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden in your early 20s, you go and you look in the mirror and you go, oh, snap, I'm turning into my daddy. and you have that realization, I think too many people are having kids at 16, 17, 18 years old before they hit that maturity level where they realize what mom and daddy was actually doing.
They're a kid themselves is what you're really saying here.
Right. And they allow the kids to take over their own raising. And then by the time the mom and daddy realize, oh, my mom and daddy was actually doing the right thing for me and looking out for me, it's too late because they've already given so much leeway. And now they can't take control of that situation, and now your child's run rampant, and they rule the house.
You need to grow up first is what the moral of this whole story is. Truly.
Yeah, I just took a long way around it.
But that's what the bottom line is on all of that.
Yeah.
Patience, patience, patience. We'll be right back as we get this day underway. And, of course, we're going to find out about Crime Stoppers. You hear it all the time. Call the sheriff's department or contact Crime Stoppers. What is it? How does it work? We got a flashlight, and we're going to make him talk. It's up and coming. Scotty Ray and Odie. The selection is always changing at Massey Supermart Auto Sales with low-mileage cars and trucks. How about a 2022 Jeep Wrangler, Ridgeline Sport with only 40,000 miles, a GMC Denali, or a 2024 Silverado 2500? Drop in today and find the car that you're looking for. They're packed with low-mileage cars and trucks.
The low-profit dealer, Massey Supermart.
For something as vital as your eyes, you should have your lenses and contacts made with the utmost care and precision. And that's what Grayson Optical does on 24th Avenue. Since 1996, Grayson Optical's mission has been to provide Meridian and surrounding areas with quality eye care products. That's why we're locally owned and operated. And don't forget, custom-made sunglasses like Costa for your eyes only. When you need to see clearly, Grayson Optical. 2021 24th Avenue, Meridian. 601-693-6374.
Meridian's favorite barbecue is Squealer's Barbecue, named the barbecue capital for the state of Mississippi. Whether it's barbecue, wings, or burgers, Squealer's simply has the best for a family environment. Every Thursday night, there's live music out on the porch. Takeout orders are welcome, and whether it's your next tailgate or large catering event, your friends at Squealer's are there to help. Drop in for lunch today or a night out on the town. Squealer's Barbecue, the best in fine barbecue.
Welcome back. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. This is Otis as we begin your Tuesday morning. We do hope you got a smile on. Right now, 67, a little overcast as we wait for a high of about 86 today. Chance of showers over the weekend, but not too bad. We'll watch that as we'll have some more big events happening. Well, we've seen this, as I teased it a moment ago, as we talk about Crime Stoppers, when you want to share something, possibly make a little money. Y'all ever seen this number here? Let's turn over here. Wade is here to join us. Wade, explain to us about this. Crime Stoppers, what's the purpose of it?
Well, Crime Stoppers, we have our local organization here. We're a 501(c) organization.
Yeah.
And our basic function is to help law enforcement agencies help them gain information
now,
about active cases that they're working or fugitives that they're looking for.
And, of course, this can remain anonymous, can it not?
It's all built on that. I mean, we want the tipsters to call in with the feeling that their identity is going to be protected. And that's why we have the confidentiality clause in our organization.
Yeah.
That, you know, protecting their identity is first and foremost.
You know, I've been somewhere and I've started talking, and somebody turned around and said, you know, I recognize your voice. But y'all don't use anybody really local that answers these phone calls where that could happen to someone calling in. When you call this number for Crime Stoppers, it actually goes to Texas, I think it is, and then they take the call.
It's a call center in Texas.
And then you get the information that you need without that caller's name or information. Y'all have no idea who's doing this call-in, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we put that layer of confidentiality in there. And because I remember back in the 1900s when I was with the Meridian Police Department, I was the Crime Stoppers coordinator for the department back then.
Right.
And they gave me a cell phone, and you know, some of the, and we had the caller ID blocked on that cell phone to protect
the innocent.
The tipster, you know, because, you know, there's this thing that's called the law out there, and there's this thing that's called subpoena power out there that some of our defense attorneys use. And so if we have knowledge of who it is, I mean, we have to adhere to the law. We have to go by the law, and we have to provide that information.
And how this works is, you know, I was in radio one time, somebody could call in and they wouldn't say who they were, but everybody in town knew who they were because somebody recognized the voice is why this is, especially in small towns like we have. And you get into Philadelphia and you get into Newton and these areas, it even gets smaller. And boy, voices.
Everybody already knows Harold in Clark County, and half of Lauderdale County knows who Harold is.
But you know, and that's another reason, and we try to publicize our organization as much as possible and our purpose and things out there. What we don't really publicize is when we do receive that tip on an individual and it leads to an arrest. Because if we put out something saying, hey, you know, this arrest was because of Crime Stoppers. Well, if you ever been in a jail or anything, bad guys get together and they start putting two and two together and they say, well, I got arrested on a Crime Stoppers tip. Who was I last with? So, you know, we still try to protect.
And that makes sense. Yeah. You see there, it pays. How does it pay out? How much is it? Is it per crime? Is one higher than the other? How does that work?
And we live in the computer world. So I have a computer and I plug the metrics. There's metrics that's involved, like different crimes. Naturally, we would pay more for information on like a murder arrest.
Right.
We would pay the max, which right now is $2,000. Okay. But other crimes, we plug that information in there, and what that computer program does for us, it spits out a dollar amount. It spits out a dollar amount for that particular crime. And then we take that information to our board. Now, and I recommend it, and they decide, you know, they decide the disposition of it. And so our board can either raise or lower an reward okay. amount. So,
well, James reminds us that we've got 253 days before Christmas.
Yes, we do.
We've got some crime out there that's been unsolved, and this is a good way to getting a head start on your Christmas money. Call this number and get you your PIN number. All anonymous. No one knows who, what, where, when, and why. There's no way to track this back. You're not talking to anybody local. Instead of taking our guns away from us, how about we work on getting criminals off the street?
I kind of like the sound of that.
If we take our criminals off the street, then law-abiding citizens can still have our guns. But one way to do it and remain anonymous is this Crime Stoppers. And so how long does it normally take, Wade, for them to, once they give some information out, that they may start receiving their money?
Well, now that is a good point to make there, because they cannot receive the reward money until the board approves it. So we have board meetings every month. So we just had our board meeting yesterday. So at that time, I would present a tip for payment, and the board would decide on what to do with it.
And I'm not trying to put you on the spot on this, but think in your head, and we didn't ask you before you went on, so I don't have a picture to show. But is there like one right now that you've got out that you can think of to where a reward is being offered right now for information on a crime that has happened? Can you think of anything? And again, I know I'm putting you on the spot just like that.
Yeah, nothing really in particular that we work with Sheriff Moore up in Kemper County some, and publicized some of his recent happenings up there. You know, they had the jailbreak. Now, crime, you know, a tip didn't lead to the inmate escapee's arrest or anything like that. But
we had someone shot in DeKalb over the weekend at the gas station.
Right. And so we work with Sheriff Moore here a lot lately, trying to publicize some of that stuff, because he wants, you know, sheriffs want bad guys in jail.
Now, as you said that, let's get into this. What counties? Is it just Lauderdale County? How many counties does this Crime Stoppers cover? Where in our surrounding areas?
And the way we cover six counties. So we were with Clark, Jasper, Kemper, Lauderdale, Neshoba, and Newton.
Yep, Normal.
So, yeah. So, you know, they're part. The back in the day, back like in the 80s, Meridian and Lauderdale County set up their own Crime Stoppers. All right. And that's through like the work of Ward Calhoun, Daddy Ward Calhoun, the banker in our community. Sam Hudnall, Al Willis, all of them, they kind of set that up. And the money that they raised was in the formation of Crime Stoppers. The state came along and said, well, Crime Stoppers is getting kind of popular in the state. So they helped break it down into districts.
Gotcha.
So now we have the district format. And we get to serve more counties, get to serve more people, more communities.
Yeah. And when you said you get to serve more people and more counties, we're hoping with the rise of crime that you get more calls. Well, if that's the case, our payments just went out, and now our monies that we pay out increased. You are a 501c3, but where does your money come from? And can someone donate or leave money in a will or anything that would support this?
Well, yeah. Tell you the truth, we hadn't taken donations in a while because, like I said, the three gentlemen before us, they raised a lot of money. They gave us a good foundation.
Right.
And after that, our organization went to each city, each county, and what we asked for is court assessments. So we're getting like offenders to help us pay for Crime Stoppers through state assessments.
We got some more questions coming up, but yeah. We need to take a quick break real quick to help pay the water bill.
We'll be right back.
Bring on the amazing colors of spring. Al's Garden and Gift, voted the best garden and gift shop, specializes in beautiful bedding and vegetable plants, shrubs, fruit trees, hanging baskets, succulents, roses, and ferns. Freshen up flower beds with mulches, soils, sod, and pine straw. Also sprouting up unique gifts, candles, pottery, gourmet sauces, spices, and food items. Come try a cool and delicious treat by Ice Cream Factory, too. It's the perfect time to spend in the yard. Bloom with happiness. Visit Al's Garden and Gift today.
Downtown Meridian is thriving with a fresh look, and now it's getting a new neighbor. Toyota of Meridian is now open under new hometown leadership. We're bringing automotive knowledge and experience home with a focus on improved customer satisfaction and all-new pricing. Toyota of Meridian is excited to serve the Queen City and exceed your expectations.
I'm Trenara Rush, and I want to invite you to Toyota Meridian, where hometown pride drives excellence.
Our local headlines are brought to you by the Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, located at 910 Posey Avenue, has tons of lawnmowers to choose from. A big selection of zero-turn lawnmowers, power washers, and even barbecue grills. Step inside the store and see their complete line of Liberty safes along with those Browning safes. A large selection of Louis Vuitton purses along with satin shirts and bead sets. And tons to choose from for the outdoorsman in your household. And always a great deal on any type of jewelry you're looking for. And a private lobby for pawns for your confidentiality. Philadelphia Gun and Pawn. Welcome back. And my big question, Odie, is who fired McGruff? I never see McGruff anymore. What happened to the man? I use him all the time on my little ads.
I liked McGruff.
Man, he had that trench coat.
Take
he was
a bite
all
out of crime.
That's well, right.
Okay.
Do you know the answer to that?
To tell you the truth, back in the day when I was still at the Meridian Police Department, I was the one that got the grant funding to get the McGruff costume.
Yeah, what happened to that?
And so,
is it floating around still?
A lot of people just don't want to wear that.
You know? I think a McGruff outfit would go better than a bunny rabbit outfit.
I think so too.
Depends on if it's Easter or not.
McGruff, but he was such a, because you know they used to run the ads with him there, and I still use a little cartoon character every once in a while to put out there when crime happens there. But you just don't see old McGruff anymore.
No, I hadn't thought about him. I see him on yours with the map sometimes, but yeah.
McGruff may be stuffed in a closet somewhere.
We'll have to dig that out. Sure. We had a question about Crime Stoppers. Of course, you're with East Mississippi, and as I've done a quick search, we have Crime Stoppers, we have Capital Region Crime Stoppers, and we have Central Mississippi Crime Stoppers. So that's some of the divisions of where you live.
Right. So. But, you know, if you have a Crime Stoppers program, you got to come forth and want to be a part of it. You got to have a group. You got to have, like, a committee. Like, you got to have a board of directors like we do, because we do deal with Department of Public Safety on getting our funds. And, you know, I was talking about the state assessments. They send those to Jackson, and then we can request our funding from those counties to come to us when we need them.
Okay.
So,
well, say I pick up the phone and I've got a tip, and I call in and give a tip on something that happened, and everything goes through. The perpetrator is arrested, and now I'm eligible to receive some money. Mm-hmm. If this is all anonymous, how do I receive my money?
It's dropped in a brown paper bag.
Pick it up under the bridge on,
The cool thing about that is that we also put a little layer of protection in there protecting our money, because I don't know if you read in the paper, but within the past couple of years, there was a Crime Stopper coordinator arrested. So this does put a little, you know, a layer of protection in there against stuff like that, you know,
correct,
from crime within the organization. But you call in tip, we take it to the board, they approve it. The next thing I do is take a check to a local bank. They keep it, and I contact either the call center to update. The caller, the tipster is advised to call in the day after our board meeting to find out further information. And they're directed to a local bank. They're directed to a drive-through, through a particular drive-through lane. They provide a tip number, and that teller would take that check out of the envelope, cash it, and send the cash out to them, and they're gone.
Just look for the window that has McGruff stamp in it, and that's the one where you cash your check.
You know which one it is. My granddaughter's watching. Good morning, Violet. I love you. Paw loves you, and I'm sure Braylon's in there with him, too.
But Crime Stoppers, tell them some love there. But Crime Stoppers is a very valuable tool that we need to use in our society. With crime escalating, we do need that. And that number here is, let's show that right there. Write that down somewhere.
We've there got it back there. I tell you, do you want to clean up our city, our county, our state, our country? This is one way to do it. No matter what crime has been committed, somebody knows what happened and who did it.
That's correct.
And all it takes is one little phone call to get this started, to make our county, our city, better than what it was yesterday. And that's our key. That's all we need to do.
And we want to pay money.
We
want to pay money. You know, we want to approve rewards. Now, they got to be good tips.
Yeah.
They got to be tips that lead to arrest.
Yeah.
So they got to be tips that leads to arrest, but we just want to pay money for good information that helps law enforcement.
More coming up, Scotty Ray and Odie. We're going back in time. We're going to do a test.
We're going to see how good Wade is on his history.
We'll be right back as we get your day underway. Summertime has arrived, and Freeman Tractor on Highway 494 has the exact lawnmower for your need. If you've got a big yard with acres and acres to mow, they have a mower for that. No matter the size yard you have, Freeman Tractor has the lawnmower that fits you and your budget. From 48-inch all the way up to 60, or the X-Mark lawnmower. Plenty of these to choose from. Also, they carry a complete line of LS tractors. Come by for a test drive today. Financing available. Drop in today to Freeman Tractor, Highway 494, see coleslaw or buttermilk. As the seasons change, so do your clothes. And Garrett Sports Center on 8th Street has exactly what you need. Haybo shirts, long and short sleeve, also Hulk shirts. at America's favorite brand, Carhartt. Whether you need work pants or slacks for church, and nothing lasts like a pair of Carhartt overalls. Maybe it's a set of boots that you need. From Boggs to lacrosse, they have the boot for you. And as hunting season rolls in, they have all the camouflage you need and toboggans to boot. Garrett Sports Center, 3505 8th Street, Meridian. Have you been wanting your own building, your own shed? Speak to our friends at Bessadia Building, 601-728-1954. Now, they can custom build you a home from a barn dominium. Maybe it's a shed that you're needing, or a simple place to park your car, a garage, a camp house. Maybe you need a place to park your tractor, your motorcycle, or even that lawnmower. They can custom design whatever it is you need. Quality work, trustworthy, Bessadia Buildings. Speak with Drew, 601-728-1954. And welcome back. Your friend Scotty Ray along with Odie. 7:30 is this morning. Can you believe Tuesday, April the 16th?
253 days and counting until Christmas.
That's right. Hey, we want to say get well. I think he may get out of the hospital today. Chief Deputy. Yeah,
he's watching.
Is he?
I seen his name on there. Harold's missing him.
You know, and I hate to say this, but I have envisioned in my head, like the scene from The Waterboy with Harold up in the room. It's on the other side of the room.
Steve!
I got a feeling that's what's happened. In the wee hours of the night, Harold was led on the elevator and down the hall to be with him. I just see him reunited and it feels so good. We're with me here.
Oh, I wonder what he's going to think when he gets home and sees him three goats in his backyard.
Ain't like he could do anything to us at this point.
Yeah, wait a minute. It wasn't us.
No, oh, yeah, we're in.
We just saw.
Yeah, we might have been passing by and saw something. That's our story. We're sticking to it. As we go back in time, let's go back to 1889. And I don't think, after I got to looking at research, I had ever seen a picture of this guy without his little fake mustache. Ever.
Just a little beauty one.
Yeah, it was during the talkies, I think is what they called it, wasn't it? Isn't that what they called movies then?
Well, no, it was silent.
Movies, and then the talkies came later. You know, Charlie Chaplin was born on this date back in 1889. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
But look at the difference of what he looks like without the mustache.
You know, that is a huge... You wouldn't spot Dapper him Dan. Going down there
I wouldn't know
to
him.
Buy anything.
I wouldn't recognize me without a mustache either.
No.
Because your lip would swell up.
I took that
you
off.
See.
I took that off one day, and I was told you could put that right back on.
1947, this guy was born, and in an era where I grew up, and basketball, I don't think is as popular maybe as it used to be, or maybe it's just me that doesn't pay attention to it. Two names that you knew: Larry Bird was one. The next was this guy named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Did I pronounce that correct?
You got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Boy, that's because I've heard it a lot on Saturday Night Live. As we go back, he has a birthday today. Played for the Lakers, and man, what a player he was. Over and over. And I think he even had some tennis shoes he sold, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he
That's like the
some.
Big thing now is to get a tennis shoe deal.
Well, I mean, you know, Dale Earnhardt started the die-cast cars for NASCAR. And made that a big thing. And he had a brand of shoes and all, but now Air Jordans, you know, all those different Jordan shoes they had. He's the one, Michael Jordan came up with really the idea to brand.
Look,
that
we're just holding
shoe.
On to get Shaloop. We're trying to be That's on the Shaloop tennis shoes right here in Meridian.
Scotty Ray and Odie, you get a whole mug shot on the side of your shoe.
I don't care who you are. You've heard that saying, I don't care who you are. 1956, this happened. And again, I don't care who you are. You've heard of it. And you've probably watched it time and time again. Old girl named Lucy was married to a guy named Desi. They had a TV show. And tonight it aired, The Grapes. Who remembers that? It's Lucy, season 5. As she went around and stomped all those grapes in there.
That's almost
that
as good one, as...
the chocolate.
That fine amount of honey to put in the medicine. That cough medicine kept taking.
That. And then that assembly line where they kept missing... Those, and then I do remember the other scene that sticks out was her in the back of the motorhome going up the hill where everything was falling and she was trying to catch it.
Oh, that
funny
was,
stuff.
That was good stuff.
She was really ahead of her time when it came to comedy and what was done on television. Now, next we're going to go to 62. Now, he'd been in broadcasting before this, but in 1962, tonight, it would become official. And this was a time in America where what you were told on television, you believed. Everything was wholesome, and it was down the middle.
Yep.
There wasn't cursing. There wasn't anything that you could... Well, you could leave your kids in front of the TV and not worry about them seeing something they shouldn't. It was a day that, well, Walter Cronkite took over the news at CBS, and that's the way it was. Well, I liked him. I really did. There will never be another Walter Cronkite. We had some pretty close characters as it came along. Remember the guy that never went to high school and never went to college? Died of cancer. He was on ABC. Peter Jennings.
Oh, yeah.
And again, Peter Jennings didn't have a degree in all of that. He was a self-taught man with an incredible voice.
Started on Good Morning Meridian.
Yeah.
I mean, Good Morning America.
I was going to say, boy, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, he started real low. Started Good Morning America and then moved up to the nightly news. And a lot of the stuff, you know, he was still truthful and kind of down the middle. Now a lot of your stuff, these national advertisers kind of push them to lean one way.
And look, let's be honest. I didn't identify with Ted Koppel in the hair. I'm Ted Koppel.
Is the evening news.
It just turned me off.
Greg says my hair looks like a bunch of pixie sticks and landed in a knot.
But it's amazing how you get used to a newscaster and you believe in what they tell you. And we're lacking that in America right now. It's not out there. So many are after the ratings and whatever they have to do to get you to watch.
You can't even believe what comes out of the presidential press release.
No, you can't. Let's go back to 65. This guy was born Bad Boys.
Oh, this dude's funny.
Yeah, he was. And what was it?
Big Mama. He played in Big Mama.
Big Mama. And then what was the one to where the bee, National Security, remember the beast? He was swatting the bee, and the guy got arrested. I can't remember that. His partner. Martin Lawrence. This guy is really funny. If you've ever watched any of his movies.
Yeah, he is.
He's right up there with it. He's been with Will Smith on all those Bad Boy movies. Bad Boys, I think is how it's worded there. This was kind of stiff.
That was sad.
And it was before MASH.
We're just here for the...
Just the facts, man.
Just the facts, man.
It ended today because, Will, you were sick of it. It ended Dragnet. It was really a stuffy show. It's about as boring as L.A. Law is to me.
Yeah,
there's no emotion
in
any of those kind of shows. Everything is just so...
Yeah.
I had to have a little... It's like listening to the 88 on your radio dial. It's no emotion whatsoever. It's just
And we're
flat-lined.
Just here to waste some time. And the guy on the right is the one who wrote most of these things.
Really?
Golly, his name just left my mind.
Jack Webb.
He's the one that's...
Look at this. He came out from nowhere with it.
Bam, there he was. But he wrote a lot of those stuff.
But, you know, and the guy that played Colonel Potter, his parts were Morgan, Harry Morgan. They were really the same character after he moved over. To me, it was. Yeah,
well, his voice didn't change none. Jack Webb wrote Adam 12, Highway Patrol. He wrote Highway Patrol. A lot of those. And that was back when they used actual cases.
See, you had to go and do it. Now all I'm hearing in my head now is, I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. Now that's going to be hung in my head the rest of the day.
Well, they took that other song that was stuck in there. How did it?
Thank you, Odie. Thank
was
you.
Also in the DI.
What is that?
I don't know.
Somewhere there's a DI that we don't happen to know what it is.
What's that, Joseph?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go, oh, yeah, I should have had a V8.
It's one of those things there. Here's something that I didn't know. If you remember watching Home Alone, the little guy there that it'll shoot your eye out. Did you know that he was in Elf?
Yeah, that wasn't Home Alone. Home Alone.
Well, the Christmas Story.
Yeah, the Christmas story.
But did you know that he was in Elf?
No.
I didn't either until I looked at the picture and I went, holy smokes, he was an elf.
Now, is he like the son of Barbara Billingsley or something?
That I don't know. But Peter Billingsley, the little guy there, was also an elf. I didn't know that they were one and the same. You see it after you put them side by side, those little beady eyes. So look at that. We learned something together today.
Rodney just made Greg's day. He said the best police officer was Jackie Gleason on Smokey and the Bandit. Boy, when we get home, I'm going to slap your mama.
If you don't mind, don't use that language in front of my young son.
Drill instructor. See, I should have had a V8. In the Navy, we had CCs, company commanders.
Yeah, see, I would not know y'all's little secret language there. This was a one-hit wonder. I didn't watch the TV show because, well, it just wasn't cool. Not to me, it wasn't. Now, some of you did that. Now, the remake to the movie was only funny because, who was it? Puff Daddy? He's hanging out with Martha Stewart now and does a cooking show.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Only reason I watched it was because Snoop Dogg looks so cool up in it. The remake to Starsky and Hutch. But outside of Starsky and Hutch, David Soul did have one song on the radio, and it went number one today. Anybody remember that?
Not right.
Don't give up on us.
Well, he's got one more song than I do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it was one hit and it went away. Now, of all the songs that he did, Middle Age Crazy comes to mind when you think of Jerry Lee Lewis. Whole lot of shaking going on. But there was that one that a lot of people still quote today. What made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. As we go back to remember Jerry Lee Lewis having a number one hit today, there it was. Actually, he recorded it today. It did go on to become number one. It was famous, but boy, what a line that was. Okay. It was 1980. This is one of my favorite George Jones songs. And when you get into Possum, it's hard to beat the quality because he lived what he sang. Because he was drunk through half the songs that he recorded. It was that moment captured in time. But today, he recorded, if drinking don't kill me, your memory will. The whole neighborhood knows I'm home because I done hit the horn.
Done run over.
And I'm drunk once again.
Man. Don't take my lawnmower from me.
Nothing like good quality drinking in country music. We had it.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched this. I can remember because, and I'm being honest with this, there was a period as a kid, our TV went out and it wasn't replaced for like 2 to 3 years. I mean, it was a big stretch of my childhood where we didn't have one. I mean, we missed Hee Haw and the whole thing.
Oh.
And this was, I guess, popular. I remember kids at school talking about it, but Buck Rogers ended today. I have never seen the first episode of that.
I tried to watch it.
Dull. I'm getting faces.
I just couldn't do it.
She was pretty.
Well, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's not Daisy or anything.
No, it ain't no Daisy.
Or Wonder Woman.
Or Farrah.
Yeah.
Or Mary Anderson. Or, you know.
Not
okay.
Snap out of it. Of all of her songs, there was a song that came out, The Midnight Oil. Boy, it was sleeping single in a double bed. You eat crackers in my bed anytime. Oh, the list goes on and on. But the song that would begin all of this would be, well, her biggest. Well, I was country when country wasn't cool. As George Jones would come out at the end of the song and just raise the crowd as he sang with her. 1981 is when all of that happened there. George Jones, she was slipping peanuts in her coat. Love that. That was good stuff there. 1982, we were learning. In 79, they become kind of popular. By 82, they were it on the radio. And they would release today. Actually, it went number one. Dixieland Delight. Y'all remember that? Tennessee Byway. One arm on the wheel. One. Got my lover. Okay, I don't remember the rest. It's been a while.
All right.
1991, this guy's passed away. But he had a couple of songs, but this would be the one that everybody knows him by. Y'all remember a little song called Small Town Saturday Night? Hal Ketchum. Right here tonight is when he done that. Curb released it to radio on this date back in 91. Been a long time. Of all the sappy songs that are out there, this one you're going to remember. One of only this was the only movie I took Angie to see. The entire time we've been married 33 years, and she's been to one movie with me.
I was going to say, this is the first movie you took her.
It was the first and only.
It was the last.
Because I worked when we dated. I worked two jobs, so there wasn't a lot of time for dating. But we did fit this in, and it was George Strait ringing out, "I Cross My Heart."
That was an awesome movie.
It was. Old Dusty. Yep. Actually, we've been married like 2 or 3 years when that come out. So I had to back up and say, the whole time we dated, I never took her to a movie. She had to marry me to go see one.
And it's still late.
It is 1993. We will never forget this in American history. I can remember watching a truck driver being drug out of his 18-wheeler in L.A. and beat to a pulp. Mm-hmm. And I want to say the man got brain damage out of that. The town was on fire. It was a mess. Rodney King. Anybody remember that? Mm-hmm. The guilty verdict came out today, and the town was ablaze.
Man.
Boy.
That was a tough time.
It was. It was one of those. And you'll never forget his line, "Can't we all just get along?"
Get along. Yeah.
And then Rodney would later be found dead in his own swimming pool. Do you remember that? He died in a swimming pool.
His girlfriend found him. Yeah.
Boy, howdy. Man. 2001, let's go back. This is what got Blake Shelton started. He had actually long hair, and he wore a cowboy hat back in the time. He's too cool for a cowboy hat now. Anybody remember Austin?
You can tell that's a long time ago with that picture.
It was. Blake, what a good guy. I cannot give him enough praises. I've met him many, many times, and he's a good fellow. Truly is.
You brought him to Meridian once, and then he got brought to Meridian once.
Yeah. But a good fella he is. I can't give him enough. I didn't realize this guy was only 55 years old when he passed away. I had no clue of this. I can remember watching this guy drive his Thunderbird up into his house, and I thought, well, that's different.
Yeah, that's not just a regular garage.
Anybody remember watching the TV show Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dan Tana. He would pass away today at the age of 55. Robert Urich, if I pronounce that
right. That's right.
That's a tough word from being from Scuba, Mississippi, to pronounce, y'all.
Y'all didn't have
We had nobody in the mall's phone book name that. That's stretching it for us. When you got down past Smith, it kind of just faded out. We did have a Warren listed down there at the end.
Yeah.
2003, Jerry Lee. And this is, I think I owed you when I read this story.
I ain't nowhere near that.
He's got the record. Jerry Lee got his sixth divorce. Heavens, he was 67 years old. You would think at 67 you're going to tough it out, but not Jerry Lee.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. He got him another one, I think, even after that. State of Mississippi, how many can you do? Is it seven?
Seven, I think.
Seven? And if you're thinking of getting married, this man right here can tie the knot for you.
We can make that happen.
Yes,
we can do
sir.
A big one. Have a great ceremony for you.
2018, we all watched. It was funny, and I think he come on Cheers a little bit. But he was the judge of Night Court. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, it's been 6 years since he passed away. Harry Anderson passed away on this date back in 2018. Y'all remember him?
Mm-hmm. I hadn't watched the new Night Court, but I did like that Night Court. It was kind of funny and something to watch when nothing else was on.
Right. We always thought that Catherine Bach may be arrested. Go before Night Court. That's the only reason I'm watching.
We were trying.
That's a little trip down memory lane this morning as we look at a few things that happened in history. Maybe you remember something. I hope it brought a smile to your face at some point. It's good to remember. Lots still to come. Again, as we're warming up, headed for a high of 86 today. And by afternoon, we're going to have sunshine everywhere. It's going to
be nice.
J&J Tire Muffler, located at 3420 8th Street, invites you by. And if you need a front-end alignment, make sure to try their new state-of-the-art alignment machine. No matter the size of your truck and car, J&J can align it. J&J also has touch-free mounting, laser wheel balancing, and as always, they provide preventive maintenance, including CV axles, shocks, struts, brakes, with the largest selection of new and used tires, along with exhaust systems. Locally owned and operated since 1978 in Meridian.
Spring is finally here, and at Paris Kubota, we currently have just under 500 mowers in stock. Z-Series 42-inch for only $43.99 cash or around $86 a month, and we're offering free delivery and pickup. And did you know for only $4 a month, you can also add a Husqvarna handheld to your deal? Come see us, Meridian. We've moved to our new location, 2401 Jimmy Rogers Parkway. Stop by in and find you one of these great deals.
Patrick Allen Companies has a wide selection of garage doors that will fit your style, add value to your home, and add curb appeal to your neighborhood. Patrick Allen also has top-of-the-line, energy-efficient replacement windows that will make your home look great while saving you money. We're family-owned and operated, and we take pride in our work. 5305 Highway 145 South in Meridian.
For all your garage doors and replacement windows,
call Patrick Allen Companies. Safety, service, satisfaction.
And welcome back. Your friend Scotty Ray along with Odie. And one thing to keep in mind as I was out and about yesterday, I ran up on this right down in front of the police department there, Carl, from Sanders. Men working around town. Y'all watch this. It could sneak up on you. And the next thing you know, you'll be doing a Dukes of Hazzard right over the top of that. It's a ramp and all built right in there.
So if there was a woman on that scene, would it have to say people working?
You know, you've gone and gave them ammunition now.
Well,
thank you, Odie.
I just want to be politically correct.
I don't think they do. They make a people working sign?
No.
I've just men at work, men working. It had to be Odie do that. Open up that can
give
there.
Give y'all something else to think about this glorious day.
We had an accident yesterday, late yesterday afternoon. This would be on Grand Avenue in Anderson. As we pull this up to take a look here, had a little car wreck there. What we had was a Mustang flee the scene. It was a green Mustang, lost a bumper, caused a wreck, accident. A couple of people had to be checked out, and they fled the scene. If you happen to see a Mustang missing a bumper, moving at a high rate of speed yesterday afternoon, might want to call tip line there. Let them know all about that.
Yeah.
Let's see. We had a few other things there. We had a structure fire last night. As Russell would respond to this, Tom Suba came out to it as well. And it ended up being, as we pull this up here, this would end up being one room only. It was a bed that caught fire. A big thank you to all of the volunteer firemen that showed up there in Tom Suba to put this out. It was contained, and the home was saved. So at the end of the day, that's a wonderful thing. We hate that the fire actually started, but in the end, the home was saved, and, well, you can't beat that.
That's right. Great response by Russell and Tim.
Another thing that you can depend on with handcuffs and, well, people responding is an old boy over in Jackson, Mississippi called Shad White.
Yeah.
Boy, he's got like multiple handcuffs. As well, we find out yet another one as we go to the ScottyRayReport.com to read more about this. Auditor arrest woman accused of fraudulently receiving unemployment benefits, about $31,000 worth. Yeah.
I didn't know you could make that much on unemployment.
A part of a tax company and fraudulent paperwork was turned in to receive benefits that should have never been given out. And, well, as they know, Shad comes. It can be $2. It can be, well, what was that, $5 million. He will come. Put your name in highlights.
He's coming.
Yeah. And he ain't through yet, y'all. You will see this man. He's the state auditor now, but you will see him run for another role. That is coming, as we all know that.
As long as we get someone else who's as dedicated to Mississippi as he is in that position.
And what he gives you is the persona of, well, whatever job that Shad does, he's going to give his 110% to do that. That's what I see out of it.
And it's kind of like Larry Gill. I don't want to see him leave Marion. Look what he's doing.
Right.
I don't want to see Shad White leaving. Look what he's doing. But both are bound and determined and well-deserved at a higher level.
There you are. There you go. Look at Larry getting a compliment this morning from O.O.D. over here. We had a fender bender yesterday. We'll call it a fender bender here on 8th Street. This was happening as we were getting ready to get off yesterday. This was right by Calvary. As you'll see here, medics on team there as that car got, well, it got a little damage there. That's one of those intersections. And again, let me remind you, when the light turns green, wait a second.
You better look.
I can remember as a kid seeing wrecks happen there, Odie. That's just one of those places.
Well, that was right there by the old, the original Dairy Queen.
Sure was.
And I remember sitting out in the parking lot, and you could see wrecks there. Boy, that was back in the day.
And that was Floyd Motor Company was right down from there back when before Nissan came along, and it was called a Datsun.
Yep.
D-A-T-S-U-N. Some called it Datsun, but it was a Datsun. I'm just go ahead and tell you.
I mean,
hey, we've had some winners.
I had one of them.
Yeah, I had several. Hey, let's congratulate Clark now. Look at this. The girls done great today as they are now your 5A district champs. Congratulations to them. That is a big deal for them to win
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
We also got some other winners that we wanted to bring up here as we go to Philadelphia, the track team. Look at here. The girls done wonderful here. They won first place. Couldn't be more proud of you. And I want to say, here we go. Let's go to Stark Vegas on this one, this big win, Odie, as we see that the 7U AA first place went to Philly Select. Congratulations.
Man, that is pretty. We've got some good ball players in our area, all the way from youngsters, 14U is big winners.
Yeah, almost left that out. Don't want to do that.
No.
It's big for the kids to win. And it keeps them occupied, doing something great. Teamwork.
Yes, it does. And it teaches them, like you did, teamwork. Man, you can't do this alone. It is something else. Mary says, that's my grandson's team. Well, congratulations.
Okay, I'm going to have to have my translator over here. The entertainment coming up for the Neshoba County Fair has been announced, and I recognize one name. So I'm going to lean on Odie over here to help me out here.
All right, let's give it a shot.
July 30th, John Langston. Do you know him? Do you know him?
I know the name.
Okay. July 31st is Blackberry Smoke. I've heard of that.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard of that.
It's not country, I don't think.
Well, country's not country, so they fit in.
Okay. Well, there you go. Do you know some of them?
Maybe Southern Rock.
Maybe Southern Rock. Okay. All right. On the August the 1st is going to be Dylan Carmichael and Tyler Braden. And then August the 2nd, the front man. We don't know who the following act will be, but we do know the front man, who they're coming.
Yeah, we don't know who the back man's going
to
be.
The front
man? Yeah, the front man. That's the name of the group. You know them?
Yeah. Yeah.
That big?
Made up of... I think they have like Lone Stars.
Oh, it is. The lead singers from Restless Heart.
They've been to Brandon.
That's
before.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So a good one.
So they are good.
Yeah. Yeah. I had forgotten about that. It's Restless Heart, Lone Star, and somebody else.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So now Jamie said, I guess she's seen it.
Yeah.
Blackberry Smoke is more like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Southern Rock.
Boy, right. So, Wade is all over
we just didn't, we didn't get the genre.
Yeah, well, I'm working on this. If I'd had pictures, I think it would have made me better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Don said Blackberry Smoke is good.
We're going to put you on payroll. Okay. You're doing good.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have rivaled Greg. I think he knew most everything on history today. You were on that pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch out, Greg. Julia, you got some more competition.
We'll be right back.
Call Trey Long with Long Cleaning Solutions, 601-934-9427. Step into the spotless world of Long Cleaning Solutions. Feel the power of our one-of-a-kind solution perfected by Trey Long. Don't delay. Get results today. Call Trey Long at Long Cleaning Solutions, 601-934-9427.
Health Now is your locally owned medical equipment store. Every person's need is a little different, and they offer a little bit of supplies. They even have walkers, bath products, and oxygen. And the great thing about Health Now is they offer same-day service. They're open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on call 24/7. Health Now Medical Equipment, where we treat our patients like family.
If every time the wind blows, you get a little leery about a tree over your house, talk to my friends at Reed Tree Service. There's no reason to be worried about a tree crashing through your house. Mike Reed has years of experience dealing with trees. It can be as simple as having a limb removed or a tree that is just huge too close to your shop or house. It's not going to cost you anything to have Mike come out and give you an estimate. They're licensed and insured, taking care of East Mississippi and West Alabama. Reed Tree Service. Have tree, we'll travel. And welcome back. I'm your friend Scotty Ray. And as Sherby tells us, part of the front man is going to be the lead singer of Little Texas, which would be Brady Seals, if my memory serves me right. I just didn't realize that's who that was. That ought to be a great show. The hits that will come out of that show are going to be incredible.
That might be something to catch.
And so this Blackberry Smoke is sort of a Southern Rock thing, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'd like that.
I do, too.
Okay.
So...
We're learning together, Odie.
You know, something that we do have together.
What's that?
We have this here coffee cup.
Yep.
Hyundai of Meridian, Scotty Ray Report coffee mug. The only way you can get it is to put your birthdays and anniversaries up, and we'll put your name on a wheel and spin for a number and see what we got. And
we got
a good little list today because we've got more anniversaries today than we have birthdays.
Okay.
But to start off, we have a special birthday going out to Ruth Barham, 90 years young.
Congratulations.
That is awesome. Chet and Teresa Parker, I wonder if he's going to go fishing today, celebrating 30 years.
Woohoo!
Man. Andy and Kathy Robinson celebrating 53 years. Carl and Deanne Richardson celebrating 32 years. Wayne and Dolores Roberts celebrating 45 years. And we've got Sean McBriars having a birthday. Al and Jewel Fowler's having a anniversary, but we don't know how many years. Linda Page is having a birthday. And Brian Smith is having a birthday today.
As you get your spinner ready, I'll bring this up. Charles Barkley. I remember him making the news not long ago. He made a controversial remark about somebody. The Candy Show, it's going away. It's been on CNN. Him and Gayle King have been doing one together. The ratings are so bad, they're pulling the plug on it. Imagine that.
That's more to do with Gayle King than it was Charles.
Weeks ago, Charles made a remark about somebody, said something to him that I went, dude, what? Why'd you say that? And I can't remember what it was, but no one watched the show, so nobody heard it. So it's gone. Gone, okay. Bye-bye.
He plays by his own rules.
Yeah, he did play by his own rules.
He always did that. Even when he played basketball, he didn't care.
So, it doesn't matter. Now, don't think it's hurting him because he's got another show that he makes a lot of money, $100 million from.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our spinning wheel.
All right, so I'm going to turn it on. Here we go. Looky there. Number 9, Brian Smith.
Congrats.
Birthday today. Winner of the Hyundai of Meridian coffee mug. All you got to do is go down to Hyundai of Meridian. They're on Highway 39. Pick up your coffee mug and take a look at the cars that they have while you're there. Don't make this a wasted trip.
Absolutely.
Man.
Wade, we can't thank you enough for you coming in to tell us about East Mississippi Crime Stoppers. Again, give us a number. Yeah, I see it's behind you there. You can't miss that.
Yep. It's 1-855-485-8477 or TIPS, spelled out. But we always promote our apps for our mobile phones. And you can go download the P3 Tips app out of the app stores and set up your account, and you can send tips through there.
And also,
everything is confidential.
Right there, as you can see there, there's the East Mississippi Crime Stoppers page there where they're wanting a little tip right there from Kemper County, as we mentioned before there.
Yeah, somebody out there knows, and 253 days before Christmas, there's some money you can get.
Yeah. Wade, again, we appreciate you coming in this morning and talking
to
us. Always an open door when y'all need some help with something. We'll be glad to help
you
there.
We'll be sending you stuff.
Right now, as we close the day out, it's been a wonderful day, but there's one reason that we're all here. And, that's that man up above.
That right.
Odie's got a message for you for today.
Yeah, so today we're going to go to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 is where we're going to get this from. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your fulfillment. It doesn't matter what we did yesterday. All we've got to do is talk to the Lord. Sit down in prayer. Ask him for forgiveness. Thank him for what he's already giving us. And he wipes that slate clean. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to shed his blood and die on the cross for each one of us to have everlasting life. And he gives us a new life every day, especially when we go to him in prayer and ask him to come into our lives and fulfill us with righteousness and lead us into a better day. We want y'all to have a wonderful day. Have a safe day. And we'll be back in about 23 hours. But until then, remember one thing. God loves you, and so do we. Have a great day.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.